AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran's president says that there are, quote, mediation efforts ongoing about the war in the Middle East. Masoud Pezeshkian says some countries had started mediating without naming them. In a post on X, he said, quote, let's be clear, we are committed to lasting peace in the region, yet we have no hesitation in defending our nation's dignity and sovereignty, adding, quote, mediation should address those who underestimated the Iranian people and ignited this conflict. Meanwhile, Israel's military says Iran has launched a new salvo of missiles targeting the country. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth joined Admiral Brad Cooper at U.S. Central Command in Florida. The AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. is controlling the timeline of activities in Iran. And he says America has just begun fighting, crediting Admiral Brad Cooper, the head of U.S. Central Command, for a quick start to Operation Epic Fury.
In just days of Operation Epic Fury, you and your team have delivered nothing short of devastating, precise strikes, taking out the better part of Iran's Navy, making it combat ineffective, neutralizing missile sites and launchers, and establishing total dominance over the skies we fly over and seas we fly over.
Hegseth says the firepower over Tehran is about to surge dramatically. Admiral Cooper says so far, the U.S. has sunk more than 30 Iranian ships. Iranian officials say the war has killed nearly 1,300 people in their country. Mike Hempen, Washington.
World shares were mixed today following a retreat on Wall Street, while the price of oil resumed its upward climb, hitting its highest level in nearly 2 years. U.S. futures fell as the war with Iran entered its seventh day. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Carrie Antelfinger reports, Today Show host Savannah Guthrie made an off-camera appearance yesterday to visit her co-workers for the first time since the disappearance of her mother.
In a statement, Today Show representative said during her visit she thanked colleagues for their support since her 84-year-old mother, Nancy Guthrie, went missing from her Arizona home a month ago. The family has made a series of video pleas for information.
It is never too late to do the right thing.
With their last one in February, offering a $1 million reward for information leading to her recovery.
We still believe that she can come home.
Show representatives say Savannah Guthrie does plan to return to the air at some point, but, quote, remains focused right now supporting her family and working to help bring Nancy home. Savannah Guthrie has been co-anchor of the NBC Morning Show since 2012. One of her former colleagues, Hoda Kotb, has returned to the show to fill in.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.